We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We are in Siman Reish Sadi Tess. We're up to Sif Hey. We're learning the laws of Havdalah. The Mechaber tells us, if a person made a mistake and ate Kodim Shiavdil before they made Havdalah, Yochol Havdil Acharkach. We are, of course, as we've been mentioning, you have to first make Havdalah and only afterwards you're allowed to eat. However, in the event that a person made a mistake, then a person is still allowed to say Havdalah afterwards. And on this Mishnah Berurah tells us, "V'hu adin im hezid be'ochal." The truth is, even if a person, as wrong as it may have been, after avad b'mezid, even though he did this on purpose, that he ate, mikol makom sarach l'havdil achar kach b'layla, he still has to make Havdalah at night. So the fact is that even though you did something wrong, that doesn't take away from the fact that you can still make Havdalah after you ate. Siv Vav continues and tells us another halacha pertaining to making Havdalah. Shachach lo hivdil b'motzi Shabbos. Let's say Saturday night came and went, for whatever reason, didn't make Havdalah. So there are three opinions. We'll just see the first two. Mavdil ad sov yom shlishi. You can make Havdalah up until yom shlishi, Tuesday. V'yesh omrim, there are those that say, she'enu mavdil elo kol yom rishon lo yoser. There are those that say, no, you can only make Havdalah on Sunday and not beyond that. When it comes to making Havdalah on any other time other than Saturday night, the only thing that you say as part of the Havdalah service is the bracha over the wine as well as Hamavdil. When it comes to the other parts, such as taking the candle and making a bracha, as well as besamim, the spices, in Mavarch El Motzi Shabbos. That's something which is only taken on Motzi Shabbos. And the reason, as the Mishnah Berurah cites, as we're familiar, as we discussed this, the Birchas Al Ha'or, the reason why we take the candle is Mishum de Motzi Shabbos Hu Zman Briyaso. That was the time in which fire was created. Adam Harishon was able to create this, and was able to discover it on Motzi Shabbos. The Al Ha'Besamim Nami, also the reason why we take the Besamim on Saturday night only, is Mishum Kedei L'Hashiv Nefesh HaKo'evis V'Yasiyas Nesham Yisera. Because on Shabbos, in which we have this extra neshama, this neshama yisera, and which departs from us on Saturday night, so as to revive ourselves from this loss, we smell these besamim. However, that's only, as he says, v'chol zeh lo shayach b'motzi Shabbos v'eilech. It doesn't apply after Motzi Shabbos, and therefore, if one would make Havdalah on Sunday, for example, for not making Havdalah on Saturday night, you would only say the Brei Pir Gafen and Hamavdil. And the Ramah tells us, and also there's a third opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, which we won't see, the Ramah says, V'ikr Kesvar Rishayin, that we hold like the first opinion, namely that you have until Tuesday to make Havdalah. The question is, what's so special about Tuesday? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us as follows: the Kol Elu Hashlosh Yomim, when it comes to the first 3 days of the week, Shayachim Ol the Shabbos Ha'avar, it's connected to the Shabbos that had passed. Mikan V'Halon, from that point on, after Tuesday is gone, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, Shayachim Shabbos Haba, it's connected to the upcoming Shabbos. So therefore, the Shabbos, which is not just one day a week, but it's supposed to affect our work week as well, exactly how that's accomplished, something beyond the scope of today discussion. But nonetheless, each day of the week is connected to Shabbos. So therefore, since Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday is connected to the Shabbos before, therefore you can continue to make Havdalah up until Tuesday. Mikol Makom, nonetheless, says the Mishnah Berurah, L'kuli Am L'chadchil Yachdim L'Havdal B'Yom Rishon. If you could make Havdalah on Sunday, then of course that's what you should do. Even though you technically say, oh, alright, I didn't make it Saturday night, I might as well wait until Monday or Tuesday. No. There's a reason Matim L'Mitzvos. It's better that you should do the mitzvah the earliest opportunity possible. Now this is only when it comes to Shabbos. However, Kosa B'Chidushe Rabbi Akiva Eger B'Shem Sefer L'Hashon Chachamim, it's brought down by the Chidushe Rabbi Akiva, he says, D'Maitzi Yom Tov Ein L'Havdalah Tashlumim. Now when it comes to the end of Yom Tov, in which we make Havdalah, if you did not make Havdalah on the Motzei Yom Tov, then there's no Tashlumim. You can't make it up. And he continues, that the B'Shabbos Shayach Lomer, as we just explained, it makes sense that Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday is connected to Shabbos, but the 3 days after Yom Tov is not connected to anything, and therefore, once you miss it, it's it. You can't do anything about it. However, he does tell us that not everyone agrees to this opinion, and therefore, b'shas adchak, one could be lenient. Mikol makom, ha'goin Rabbi Kiva Eger, m'sadid sham, t'chol yom rishon, So if you look a little bit more in depth over there, but he says that when it comes to Motzi Yom Tov, if one did not make Havdalah then, you at least have that day. But you do not have the 3 days like you do on Shabbos.